Hey, I'm Michaela Lafrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Happy listening. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela Lafrac. Today marks the opening of a major exhibition of more than 80 paintings, prints, and drawings at the Vermont History Museum in Montpelier. It's called For the Love of Vermont, the Lyman Orton Collection.
I'm Lyman Orton. I'm one of the owners of the Vermont Country Store in Weston, along with my three sons, Cabot, Gardner, and Elliot. And I've been building the Love of Vermont, the Lyman Orton Collection, for 45 years.
Lyman is a seventh-generation Vermonter and proud of it. His parents founded the Vermont Country Store in 1946. He and his sons now sell everything from hard candies to kitchenware to flannel sheets. The business is something of an ode to Vermont, as is the art collection that he's built over the last half century.
They started buying paintings and realizing that there was a lot of great art leaving Vermont. So I started on this mission of retaining this art in Vermont. Other people at auctions, these are when the auctions were in a tent in somebody's estate, you know, and you could see, you know, you sort of tell who were the New Yorkers and who were the Vermonters. I just didn't want it to leave Vermont.
His collection of 20th century art by Vermonters and by famous painters who spent time here grew and grew. The Bennington Museum and the Southern Vermont Arts Center in Manchester put on exhibitions of his collection last year. Today, an exhibition opens in Montpelier. And I should note here that For the Love of Vermont is a nonprofit that is also a Vermont Public underwriter. I met Lyman Orton recently at the Vermont History Museum alongside Anita Raphael of Wardsboro, who co-authored the book about his collection. Let's take a listen.
Do you remember the first piece of art that you purchased?
Well, the first piece of art I purchased was from a salesman who sold us products in the store. And he was an artist, and he painted a watercolor called Beaver Meadows, which is up in the hills over Weston. That was the first painting I bought. And I, at that time, didn't have the idea of what I do now.
Do you have any favorite artists that you've become attached to over the years?
My favorite artists run the gamut. I have a lot of artists who are very well known, you might say famous. I love them. And then some artists who are unknown, and I love them too. So I'm not a name collector, but we have a lot of the names.
These were some of the big name artists out of New York, Rockwell Kent, Cecil Bell, people who had studios in New York, a few out of Boston. Irwin Hoffman came out of the Boston Museum School. But so much of the collection is work that these artists did while they were in Vermont, not really on vacation, but, you know, some of them were teachers, had the summer off, came up here, painted. They were art teachers like at Pratt Institute or Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. They came up here and painted. So the kind of work they did here is very different than the kind of gallery work they did in New York City. And then a big part of the collection are works by the GRACE artists. Grassroots Arts and Community Effort is what GRACE stands for, up in Hardwick, Vermont. And these are seniors who went to workshops at a senior center, recorded and painted their memories and little sitting at the table together and talking about old times.
You can almost feel them thinking back in time. And when you look at the paintings that they did and imagine that, yeah, those were all memories from years ago.
And they're not separate from any of the work of the professional artists. So when you see them side by side, they have equal weight, they have equal character, they have equal artistic value. And so that's what I love about the way Lyman collected art, is that it was about subject matter, and it was about emotion, and it was about content. It wasn't about the name on the label.
Many, many of the other artists were painting plein air with an easel out there, you know, in the summer, in the fall, and two of them in the middle of the winter. They used oil instead of watercolors.
That's a commitment to art.
Watercolors would freeze. So there's a difference there.
The guys tend to get top billing all the time. They get the star role. But so many women are in this collection, and he has multiple works by many of these women. Bernadine Custer out of Londonderry. Well, Jackson. Beatrice Jackson Humphreys. She went by three names, Beatrice Jackson Humphreys, Harriet DeSanchez. Kira Markham was very famous down in New York. So the women who came up and painted are very well represented in the collection.
We group the shows not by artist but by theme. So we've got covered bridges, of course, barns, sugaring, logging, churches, village centers. We got a dozen or so themes like that. What they painted, to me, is part of them discovering Vermont. What we're doing is thinking, what's the story we're going to tell about it? And I guess that probably harks back to my life as a curator, curated the Vermont Country Store, both in the store or in the catalog. What am I going to say about this product? Well, it just comes naturally to me. Paintings aren't products, but I'm thinking about the audience, the public, before I'm thinking about just the art. We know what the art is, so I'm thinking about what's going to be of interest to them.
You want it to be accessible.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, to everybody.
Do you ever consider dipping your toe into modern art?
No.
Should we go see some art?
Yeah.
Go
sure.
Walk around?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
This is my favorite. When the house burns down, that's the one I'm saving.
That's what you run out
with. That's the only one I want.
What she's looking at is a painting of an old Vermont barn and sheds, and they're, you know, seen better days, and the roofs are sagging and so on. And this was painted.
David Humphreys.
David Dorset painter.
But that's the one I'm taking home.
I love the classic sag of the Vermont barn roof.
Yes. What we're looking at here is a painting called Pillars of Vermont by the very well-known artist Luigi Lucioni, Italian, who came to America and was also taken under the wing of Mrs. Webb, the founder of the Shelburne Museum. And she built him a little summer house and a studio on the property there. And so what we're looking at here is two large silos extending from a barn overlooking Lake Champlain. And in the background, we see the Adirondacks, and then we see also Shelburne Point. And then one day, I got a letter from a customer who said, I was looking at your catalog, Vermont Country Store, and I noticed your book for sale, Anita's book, and opened to the page that showed this barn. And she said, that was my grandfather's barn. The barn burned in 1978, and soon after it burned, this town of South Burlington bought the property, and it is now
a scenic overlook.
What's the name of the road that
Spear Street.
The Spear Street Overlook.
Okay, I thought you were going to say a Target or something.
No. But you know what the Spear Street Overlook is. We all know.
Wow. What are some of your favorites in this section?
Well, I like some of these laundry paintings. Let's take a look at a few of these. One appeared by Leo Blake showing an old farmstead in the spring. The lilacs are in bloom. And there's a row of laundry hanging between the barn, the corner of the house and the shed. This one down here by Walton Blodgett is a watercolor, and it's called Laundry Done, Reasonable Rates. And so the woman obviously took in washing to earn a little extra money, and that's her husband sitting under the porch there reading the paper, not doing much of anything. And this is another one that we just thought was a great village landscape, but the more we looked at it, we saw that here, there, and everywhere there were little bits of laundry hanging on the line.
I was talking before about not being a snob collector of only names. Here's a painting by H. Weber. Henry Weber, we finally found out. I had no idea who Mr. Weber was, but I'll describe the painting. It's in the middle of the winter, and it's a bunch of ice shanties out on the lake. I'm pretty sure it's Lake Champlain because they did that a lot off Burlington and so on. And it's very sort of cloudy and misty. It feels so damn cold in this painting. And the houses, the little shanties are scattered around, but as you get toward the foreground, they get more dense. And right in the front, there's a circle of ice fisher people with their lines in. So what I see is the village green, a typical village green, only temporary because it's on ice, and the community that's formed in the winter, and the ice fishermen, and they're coming together and fishing in the middle. So when if you were to ask me what's my favorite painting, I have a number of them, but standing in front of Mr. Weber's ice fishing, I would say this one, because when it's not here, it's hanging in my office. Mr. Weber wasn't exactly well known, and it might have been the cheapest painting I've ever bought, but it's my favorite.
One thing I'm struck by is how these paintings must be, in a way, a record of how the landscape in Vermont has changed over the years. I mean, you're telling that story of that barn that's gone, but also the physical space.
It's also Lyman's memoir, because he remembers every one of these places, these scenes, how it looked, how people did farming, how people did sugaring. So a lot of this is his memories. He has a, seven generational memory of what all these places were and how people lived. So it's a lot of that is, some people write their memoir. Well, he didn't write it. He just collected paintings of it.
But I need a trigger to bring it back, and these paintings are my trigger.
That was Lyman Orton and Anita Raphael. For the love of Vermont, the Lyman Orton collection will be on display at the Vermont History Museum in Montpelier through the end of this year.